hour of Wildy and Tausch, live from the AmFam Championship at TPC Wisconsin. Sources close to the program, Pablo, informed me that the golfers are officially on the course and the opening round is underway here at TPC Wisconsin. Tausch, what's your game plan for today before we get back to the Aaron Rodgers conversation?
I'm going to head up to the chalet.
Are you going to walk the course at all?
No, I'll have some course lights and probably call it a day.
Rest up your knee.
Sure.
Megan Maroney
tonight. That's my plan.
Why'd you get so quiet all this
time? No, because I just was trying to, I was going to give a W to my guy that threw a W
so does
at
that,
me.
So does that count to, like, you? We were counting waves before, which, by the way, the percentage of waving has
well,
really
gone
down.
Was preemptively waving. No, I'm not, so.
So no one was really waving at us. They were just
no,
responding
it started off
to
with
you.
Some waves.
Yeah, no.
Well, you just got snubbed. she totally snubbed
you.
She's like, leave me alone, you
didn't wave.
Oh, leave me alone,
that's
you
even better. Not to him. Too late now.
That's too late.
Oh, my God, that hurt.
That was a
you know for
that was a kick right in the teeth
for someone who left jury duty under the belief that everyone knows who Jesse Nelson is. She just made our week.
That was a swift kick right back to reality.
Put you right back in your place, Jesse Nelson. For those walking through, it is Wildy and Tausch here live from the AmFam Championship at TPC Wisconsin. Let's get to another call, and then Jesse, I know you've been monitoring. The YouTube commentary as well as the text line, 844-770-3776. That is the Carbless Talk and Text Line. List is more. But let's get to Levi and Plover. Levi, thanks for holding on, buddy. What do you got for us?
Oh, Plover, I live in Point. I'm in Whitewater today, boys.
Levi, Whitewater.
Oh, home of the champs.
Oh, wrong Levi, my bad.
Home of the champs.
Yeah, Division III Baseball Championship, baby.
Well, this is actually Levi from Stevens Point, guys. This is, you know.
What?
Just saying.
Jesse?
Yeah. I didn't do anything.
I'm on the road.
Right.
I'm on the road today, guys.
Jesse's had a rough, like, 3 minutes here.
The text says Levi in Whitewater.
Clearly refused to wave.
Levi, what do you feel, man? What are you feeling about this Rodgers news?
Sorry, you just
before
well,
I get,
we're rambling here, so I got to pick it up here.
All right,
Levi, what do you think?
Well, before I get to that, the reason I'm in Whitewater today is because I am participating in a Special Olympics cornhole.
Let's
tournament.
Go!
All right,
what do they call it when they flyby? Are you a flyby guy? Are you firing
now? Who's rambling?
Well, he's playing cornhole
sure.
for a championship.
Yes.
Well, now, I'm just here doing it for fun, Kyle. So. But anyway,
well, what's your technique?
Yeah, but
hey, Levi,
you're doing it for fun, but I'm going to promise you, you want to win. You're not down there just for blanks and blanks. You're down there to go win, right?
Blanks and giggles?
Sure, why not? Oh, yeah.
I'm trying to think what that's called, because I told you that announcer, the color dude for bags, is one of the best in the business.
Yeah.
And I think it's when you have to throw over the top.
The airmail.
Airmail. Thank you.
Yep.
Do some airmailing today, Levi. All right, Levi, what do you think of the Rodgers and all this other stuff?
What do you think
of
the Rodgers?
That's what he called
and
for.
All the other
That's what he called for, Jason.
You're
Levi,
right.
I apologize
what
for these
two
knuckleheads.
What do you think of the Rodgers? All right, Levi, what do you think of the Rodgers and other stuff?
Whoa, Nelly on Tausch again. But anyway, we'll see what happens with Rodgers in Pittsburgh. I don't know how the roster looks like, but I hope he does well. And if he beats the Packers, I'm thinking this could be like the last dance of him with Michael Jordan, like did with the Bulls. I don't know. That's just what I think, but. We'll
you know what, Levi, good luck down there whipping airmails and doing everything else
Thank
that cornhole is about. Have a great day. He brought up a great question.
I love
question.
You guys.
Wood Rodgers, what are you laughing about? What are you laughing about?
He just wanted to say, I love you, man.
I love you guys.
That's all he wanted.
You don't think he wanted to call and talk about Rodgers?
Do you think?
Just wouldn't let him say it.
I don't. I'm confused.
Poor guy. He just wanted to say, I love you guys. Gotta get
I think we will go back and look at the tape someday. Check the tape 2025. And I think we will say that may not have been the best call that you've ever taken.
That I ever taken? Yeah. No, that I do wrong.
Everything.
I engaged and had a conversation. What are you talking about that I did wrong? You guys are sitting there rambling. Let Levi get to his point. Get out.
What's that throw over the thing? That color guy who's great at it.
I'm not great at cornhole. I thought the
throw over.
Guys, he brought up cornhole. He's throwing at the Special Olympics today. Let him talk. You know, and then yes. I want to get. Let him say, love you guys. He was. You just were giving him the bums rush.
Oh my
God. He tried three times to say, love you guys.
What did you think of the Rogers and other stuff?
All right. Oh, we got a celebrity in the house. Oates! Oh, look at Tom Oates, everybody. Yeah.
All right. We gotta take a
Oatsy.
Break. I gotta talk.
What
to
do you think Oatsy thinks, Aaron Rodgers? That's what I would. Oatsy.
We've got an extra headset.
What do you think of the Rodgers and other stuff?
You guys are. These guys are Oatsy.
Talk about Keyshawn Nixon.
Okay. Yep.
Yeah. All right. We're gonna go to break so I can talk to my old. I mean, not old like old, but old, long time friend, Tom Oates. Which I'm very excited about.
You guys didn't even let me get to my point, though, that Levi brought up.
Please tell
Would Rodgers rather make the playoffs and get beat in the first round or beat the Green Bay Packers as the quarterback of the Steelers?
That is a great question.
That's what Levi was asking. If you would have let him talk instead of laughing and saying, love you guys. Oh, what the?
Really airmailed over that point.
Steinhoffel's Buy More, Save More sale is back, and the savings are bigger than ever. Save at least 10% off store wide.
Bye.
See you later. Save at least 10% off store wide, then take $100 off every $999 that you spend. So buy a sofa for $1,999. Take $200 extra off and get a new bed for $2,999 and get $300 off. And take advantage of Steinhoffel's 18-month 0% financing to make your purchase even more affordable. Steinhoffel's is Wisconsin's furniture and mattress leader, so shop in-store or online at steinhoffels.com. More Will Dietausch live.
I love you guys.
That was our best segment ever.
have our bosses check that one. 844-770-3776. That is the Carbless Talk and Text line. We'll get to some of your texts, and we'll check out the YouTube comments, which I'm sure are very kind. We are live from TPC, Wisconsin, for the AmFam Championship. It's Wilde and Tausch.
This is Wilde and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Call Gina Della from Pella today, 855-PELLA-WI, and online at PellaWI.com/radio.
Levi, good luck down there whipping airmails and doing everything else that cornhole's about. Have a great day. He brought up a great
question.
Love
you guys.
you guys, I'll tell you what, man. You can't be criticized, but boy, do you love to critique. It is the funniest thing. Did you hear the other day when I was getting after him, critiquing him?
Oh,
and
yeah.
And he went into a shell. Oh, I don't want to be criticized. Well, hey, welcome to the real world, big time. That's what I had to tell him.
So was that just yesterday where he was role-playing with Bulaga and asked him how he was doing and then kept talking? And I pointed that out, and he slunk back into his chair and pouted. Yeah,
no, because you thought you could do it better, and I said, go for it, brother.
No, I didn't say
that. That's what you said. So it's different when you do that. I'm not sitting here telling I'm going to write 50 articles. You had a better way to do it? Do it.
That's all.
Yes, much like headlines from what I've been told. All right, so.
Well, I can't wait to see what you got cooking that. It's going to be fun.
Jesse and I were already cooking stuff up.
I love it.
Oh, we're cooking.
It's about time you guys throw something on the grill.
So.
I thought Oatsy was coming on. What happened to that?
No, Oatsy's retired. Like a lot of these guys retire and then they're tweeting 150,000 things. Hey, man, you retired. Go live your life.
He is. He's living his best.
He
life
is. He's out here. He's going to have a great day today. Looks great too.
But what you had been saying was what poor Levi was trying to get out, which was, what do you think he'd rather do?
He wants to beat Green Bay. He wants to win a World's Championship, but he wants to beat Green Bay.
He wants to be successful in the playoffs.
I think if he could win the Super Bowl,
well,
he would be perfectly losing to the Packers.
I agree.
How many quarterbacks have won Super Bowls with two different teams?
You know, if he wins, Green Bay is one of four quarterbacks that have got 32 wins against 32 teams. Did you know that?
I did not know that. Who are the other three?
Don't care.
Peyton Manning.
Is it?
Tom Brady. Okay.
Do you know the human head weighs 8 pounds?
I saw this stat earlier today. I forgot.
Drew Brees. I bet Drew Brees.
Drew Brees, yes. And I forgot the other one.
That's three.
Yep, there's
He'd
one
be
more.
Four.
There maybe is five. Who knows?
Brett Favre didn't beat them all?
I don't know.
No, Favre did. Yeah, you're right. It was Favre.
Okay, so we got five.
That is a big bag of popcorn. Is that just for her?
Holy smokes.
I can't imagine she's going to eat all that popcorn. That'd be a lot of corn.
It's popcorn money. All right, so the tournament is underway. Jesse, how have we been faring on the text portion of the Carbless Talk and Text Line? I know our teammates Josh DiMaggio and Alex Strofe both enjoyed the previous segment.
I think a lot of people enjoyed the previous segment. I was going to bring your attention, actually, to the poll question that is in the field on the Wildy and Tausch Twitter feed.
Such a good job of writing.
Today's poll, as long as it's not against the Packers on October 26th, do you want to see Aaron Rodgers have individual success with the Steelers this season? Your options, yes, no, or I really don't care.
I think the I don't care is probably real tight with the yeah. And I think not a lot are saying no.
So let me ask you this. What percentage of the vote do you think is saying no, I don't want him to have individual success?
I would say it's in the 25%, 20-25%.
Jason, have you looked? Have you peeked?
I have not looked. I have this fear that people are going to say that at a – much higher clip, I don't care. I really don't care, even though they do, but they don't want to care.
Oh, you're telling people how to think. I love that. That's one of my things.
No, I'm trying to interpret how they may be thinking.
Okay.
And so I think that's going to be around 50%, and then the ones that want them to succeed are going to be around 15%, or whatever's left is going to be the don't want them to succeed. How did I do? Not well.
Decent, I'd say.
Okay, decent.
All right, so we're closing it on 200 votes. Yes, I want him to have individual success with the Steelers, 45%.
Okay, good.
So just under 50% of the fans that have voted thus far say yes, they want him to have success. I really don't care, 38%.
That's higher than I thought. No, that's about what I thought.
It's lower than I thought.
You're in the ballpark, too. Yeah, so no is at 17%.
Yeah, 20%. I get it.
So only 17% of respondents to this point are actively rooting against them.
So if you had, I don't know, 12 people in a room coming to a unanimous agreement.
Oh, my God. How much mileage are you going to get out of being juror number 11?
2 out of 12, I think, would be, what would it be? 1 out of 12.
Good thing this wasn't based on math.
Airmail it.
Yeah. 1 out of 12 would be saying no. They don't want him to have success. And 11 out of 12 would be saying
okay.
Either they don't care.
They don't care or yes.
Okay. I still don't believe that, but that's what the voting is now. I will reshare that, and we will see what that does to the balloting. Hunter, are you monitoring the text messages? Have we gotten many of those? I worry about talking about them. I'm just going to be honest.
Like, yeah, it's fine.
I just feel like there are folks that are like, enough already, I don't care. Even though we actually, this is one of the rare times where there's actually a news peg to discussing him because he actually agreed to terms yesterday.
We do have a text from Lucy and Aaron. Thank goodness there's real sports talks coming on at 10.
Didn't want to hear about it then.
What does that mean?
Okay. I think
they're over talking about
she was over the Aaron Rodgers conversation. I did see a few of the YouTube commenters were saying hopefully Jesse can nudge them in a direction other than talking about Rodgers. So that there's still
this
the people who
I mean.
There's still people who are annoyed by Aaron Rodgers conversation. Personally, I'm one who is annoyed by Aaron Rodgers' conversation when there's nothing to talk about. It's all speculation.
Annoyed by him or annoyed
by the conversation? Just like, okay, there's nothing here anymore. We've lived this many years now where now that he's not the quarterback of the Green Bay Packers or leaving Green Bay, like we don't have to do the daily speculation stuff. This isn't speculation anymore. There was news yesterday. The Steelers confirmed, like, this is happening today. He's signing with the Steelers pending the results of a physical, and like this is a done deal. It's relevant information for one of the greatest players in Green Bay Packers history. So I'm sorry for the people that don't want to talk about him, but no matter who the player is, I think if someone of that magnitude goes on and continues their career elsewhere and plays
against
the Packers this year
and is playing their three division opponents as well,
there's a warranted conversation to be had there.
Do we think that from an excitement standpoint, this is the top game now? Or would it be Detroit? Would it be Minnesota?
That's a great question, and I'm not just saying that. I think it is a great question.
It was a poll question on Jim, Matt, and Molly yesterday on ESPN Madison.
I would argue that the Eagles game and the division games are far more important in Packers fans' minds. Yep. And that the Rodgers thing is interesting. Like, again, it's an AFC team, so it doesn't even affect, like, a lot of tiebreakers. I mean, it could affect tiebreakers for common opponents because they're playing the entire division. But overall, I think they're more in the – what was the 38% was I don't care?
Yeah.
Certainly the people that want to see him succeed are not going to want him to succeed on October 26th. I think we can all agree on that. So.
To me, the Steelers game feels almost more like a bowl game, if that makes sense. Like Wisconsin LSU in your game in Tampa a couple of years ago. Like that was a fun game. It's significant, but it doesn't have the same kind of impact as Wisconsin Minnesota, Wisconsin Iowa.
I get what you're
throughout
saying.
Throughout the course, I think like that Steelers Packers game is going to feel like its own like. Bowl game on Sunday
night
football.
Tournament.
Yeah, but the games that are more significant for the scope of the Packers season are the Lions games, the Vikings games, the Eagles game on Monday Night Football, all those.
I think all of that actually makes a lot of sense. That's good. That's a good point brought up. But I just that's the meat and potatoes. That's what ends up making the difference. But this is the sizzle. This is your sizzler, and people love sizzle. They do.
Ted Thompson, I've got sizzle. we will play some trivia now and take a break for those of you that have had their Aaron Rodgers fill. Tausch is going to tell us about Quick Trip in a moment as well because I stopped at the Quick Trip right by Jesse's house. That's very conveniently located.
Nice Quick Trip there. Yeah.
For you as well. Jesse, what's today's category? And what caller would you like?
Well, I got bad news for those who wanted a break from Aaron Rodgers.
I thought it was going to be like the Amp Championship.
It's okay. It's okay because it's Aaron Rodgers adjacent trivia. No. Not necessarily
is
questions.
Is it about Wildy? Adjacent?
It is not labeled that way, although that is smart, and I could have done that. I'll keep that in mind next time. Aaron Rodgers adjacent trivia in our – and by the way, update on the Vortex swag bag and rangefinders. We are giving away the rangefinder with the swag bag again today. Mm-hmm. And then next week will be our find. That's our final rangefinder available to give away. We'll continue giving away swag bags, which have awesome stuff in them from our friends at Vortex. But the last rangefinder is next week. So the penultimate rangefinder given away today.
I'm very excited because I'm playing in the Pro-Am on Monday. I got a pair of Vortex sunglasses.
Nice.
Which I didn't even –
Were they binos? Did they like
no,
were they like binoculars in the form of glasses?
That's actually coming. You know that, right?
Yeah.
You're like Iron Man out there.
Cutting edge.
Yeah, I don't know if I like that either. feeding robots. Like, I don't think we know what we're getting ourselves
feeding
into.
Robots.
Yeah, robots need to start finding ways to power themselves.
What did you read or see where you?
No, you don't want to know.
Vortex sunglasses.
No, it's nothing to do with
robots.
I shouldn't have even.
Caller 16. Caller 16 in honor of 2016 being the first year of the AmFam Championship and us attending it. Caller 16, 844-770-3776, 844-770-3776. We will play Wildy and Tausch trivia after Tausch tells us about Quick Trip.
Jason, are you ready to climb to the top?
No, I'm ready to start waving to people again.
Gear up for the Quick Trip Mountain Dew Quick Climb. Every sip gets closer to the summit. From now through August 17th, you can play each day for free right in the Quick Rewards app and score bonus plays with every eligible item you grab. Like an ice cold Pepsi, a bold Mountain Dew, hydrating Gatorade or Propel, and so many more. Pair any of those with hot food and earn two bonus plays every week. The cash prize climbs by $5,000, stacking higher and higher until one player reaches the summit of 250K. So get climbing now in the Quick Rewards app. Quick Trips, Mountain Dew, Quick Climb, your summer, your climb, your win. No purchase is necessary. See full rules at quicktrip.com/sweepstakes.
844-770-3776. Caller 16 plays trivia next, live from the AmFam Championship at TPC Wisconsin. It's Wildy and Tausch.
Halliburton for three up top. Good, good, good.
The Pacers steal game one in Oklahoma City. How would the Thunder respond? Game two of the Pacers and Thunder. Coverage begins Sunday at 7 Eastern with tip-off at 8 Eastern on ESPN Radio and on ABC. Presented by Indeed.
Wildy and Tausch rolls on from TPC Wisconsin and the AmFam Championship, where mere moments ago, someone who doesn't believe in caps for their coffees had the wind gust knock over his cup.
That breeze is nice. Huh. Beautiful day out here.
and look who happens to be producing back in the Everlight
this
Solar
This time it was
studio.
Not Hunter's fault.
No, nobody's blaming Hunter.
I know. Just stating a fact.
Yep.
The other fact I'm going to state is that Big Voice Guy is back to tell us when we play trivia about our great partnership with Vortex Golf.
Wildy and Tausch Trivia is brought to you by Vortex Golf. Rangefinders you can bet on.
You can bet on that. Let's welcome in our contestant. It is John in Verona. John, good morning, buddy. How are you?
Not too bad. Good morning, Tausch.
Before we start with trivia, are you in the rooting against, rooting for, or apathetic when it comes to the former Packers quarterback Aaron Rodgers being a Steeler?
Rooting against.
This is why I ask, why this are you rooting against?
Just because I'm a Packers fan first, and once you trade in your green jersey, green and gold, it's Packers first, and doesn't matter where you go after that.
Well, they kind of drafted a guy and traded him, so if we want to really get into the details of
so
it.
So how do you feel about Charles Woodson, who will be here tomorrow in the celebrity foursome? Because he didn't want to leave,
they got rid of him. He's now retired because Chucky is one of my favorite Packers of all time.
Yeah, so if you retire, that was my point. I'm not.
So once he's retired, but when Charles Woodson spent three years with the Raiders,
Yeah, well, I mean, same thing with Favre. 5 years later, everything's all good.
Exactly.
Then, right now,
that was my only point.
Yeah. Well, great follow-up question, Tausch.
You're welcome.
Speaking of great questions, I will ask the three questions that Jesse has for trivia today.
Oh, good. I'll take a break.
John, question number one is this.
He was even ready with them.
Well, I never know, and I thought maybe he would appreciate. He's carried. He's carried the show so far.
You ain't kidding.
Plus,
about
he needs some sort of towel to continue to mop up the coffee. Question number one, John, is
caller
this.
Caller one? Oh, okay. This is what you're doing. This is what you.
As a matter of fact, I don't. If you've noticed, I've stopped. It upsets you so much because you're so sensitive like me. Question one. I almost did it again. Question one, John, is this. Who was the head coach of the Pittsburgh Steelers when they were defeated
by the Green Bay Packers and Aaron Rodgers, the Super Bowl MVP, in Super
Nailed it.
Ah, yeah.
John, I'll tell you what, John wants this last rangefinder from Vortex.
Oh, there's one next week, too. So the penultimate today.
Okay, good. I'm glad. Your choices, Mike Tomlin, Bill Cowher, or Terry Bradshaw, who you can see at Hard Rock Casino Rockford on June 29th. He's opening for Chris Rock. All right, question two.
No, he's not.
John, is this.
Probably help sales.
No offense. Aaron Rodgers ranks fifth on the NFL's all-time passing touchdowns list with 503 entering the season. With 377, who is the only other active NFL quarterback to be ranked in the top 10 on the all-time list? Is it Joe Flacco, Matthew Stafford, or Russell Wilson?
I was thinking Flacco before you said anything, so I'll stay with my first thought.
Sorry to hear that. Who were you then mulling?
Stafford?
Yeah. Matthew Stafford is the correct answer. Sorry. All right, let's bounce back on question three. And it is this. Aaron Rodgers played in two bowl games.
This is a tough question.
During his time as the starting quarterback.
Oh, my God.
At the University of California, Berkeley.
It gets better.
Which tech school did Aaron Rodgers not play in either of those two bowl games? Did you finish this question and think maybe this is a little wordy?
No. I thought maybe it's a little too hard.
Are you thinking that now?
My Gerald Ford trivia got me banned, and you write
should,
this.
You should really be.
You guys don't understand. Jesse wants to be banned, so other people.
What
have to
are
do
the
well.
Odds he played in? What are the odds he played in two bowl games, and they were both against tech schools?
All right,
there's so only, actually that's fair.
There's only three of them.
But let me rewrite this for you. Aaron Rodgers played in two bowl games.
He said he's got it.
At Tech. Not everyone else that's playing along.
Everyone
at home
they like to play.
Would like to understand what the question actually is. Aaron Rodgers played.
You are so smug. You are so smug. Oh, my God.
Aaron Rodgers played in two bowl games at Cal.
He did.
Both of them were against teams that have Tech in their name.
Cal Poly Tech?
Perhaps. which one of these is not one of those opponents? Virginia Tech, Texas Tech, or Georgia Tech?
Those are the tough ones.
Well, those are the three tech schools that I could think of off the top of my head, so at least I have a 33% chance.
Well, so you got Texas Tech, Cal Poly Tech.
Texas Tech was in the list. Yeah.
Cal Poly
Tech. Tennessee Tech is
Tennessee
FCS.
Tech.
Louisiana
Michigan Tech. Up in Houghton. Michigan Tech up
really
in Houghton.
Really aggressive. Michigan Tech. All right, again, your choices, Virginia Tech, Texas Tech, Georgia Tech.
Let's go Texas Tech.
After all of that.
Can I touch it?
Yes,
yeah,
you,
touch it.
I love that you know how to do that, by the way. That makes me happy.
Georgia Tech?
No, you didn't touch it. You got it right, but it wasn't
too good.
So,
yes,
he played Virginia Tech and Texas Tech in his bowl games. Georgia Tech he did not face. All right. The good news, John, is you've got two entries into our drawing, which Jesse may or may not do live from TPC Wisconsin for the AmFam Championship. The bad news is you could have had two more, but you got two questions wrong. So good luck.
No problem.
We appreciate you playing and being patient with us. Have a great day, buddy. Enjoy your weekend.
Thanks, guys. Love you guys.
All right, love you guys.
Johnny.
That was fun. I enjoyed that. That is Wilde and Tausch trivia. We will roll on. Is there actual, am I reading this correctly? There's actual conversation about the actual Packers and not the former quarterback or?
I think you're reading that right.
You are a piece.
Wow.
More Wilde and Tausch straight ahead. Stick around.
This is Jim Rutledge from Jim, Matt, and Molly, a finalist for Best of Madison Radio Team for the third year in a row. Help us win it all this year and vote every day this month at madisonmagazine.com/BOM.
Of you who have suffered through our video stream, where, and I think Hunter,
that seems
summed
harsh.
It up pretty well. Hunter, tell people how you described the way we looked.
Like we were broadcasting from the face of the sun.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Angelic.
Was it better than the Middleton-Semper East baseball game?
That's
kind of the standard that I look at. Like, is it good or is it Sun Prairie-Middleton baseball good?
But you guys weren't, like, you guys weren't on camera for most of that.
No, we were on camera the whole game.
People just couldn't see the actual game.
They're trying to watch the game.
Because I kind of forgot about
the
sun.
From the moon.
Yeah.
And we had, like, the moon shot. Boom.
Yeah.
Well, this is three guys sitting around talking theoretical sports.
Talking ball. Yeah.
I'm torn between, hey, it's great, we look normal now, and Jesse, you've been here for an hour and 47 minutes. Why didn't you fix it earlier?
Well,
if you were the only one who knew how to fix it.
I wasn't the only one who knew how to fix it. Hunter and I put our heads together during the commercial break, and we realized there was one solution of all. We had tried this every commercial break, basically, throughout the show. And
That's not true.
There was one idea we had that we hadn't tried yet, and it turns out that was the idea that worked. Einstein, all those light bulbs that didn't work, but he found the one in the end.
Wouldn't that be Edison?
I think that's Edison.
Heard it both
Thomas
ways.
Edison. All right, so I just heard breaking news. We're going to be joined by one of my favorite human beings, all of our favorite human being. Andy North is scheduled to appear. Now, is he on the grounds? Is he going to come sit with us, or is he calling?
He's had some stuff come up. So he will be. Last year we did the Andy North Hour, and
that was amazing.
Very well received.
God, he's so good. Yes,
we had a lot of fun with it. I saw him out here on Monday. Asked him if he was going to be able to join us again in person. He will be out here tomorrow, obviously for
right. He's got to rest up
for the shootout.
Who's he? Is he paired with Justin Herbert? Is he paired with Charles Woodson?
I would think he'd be with Woodson.
I think I saw he's with Woodson, but I. Don't quote me on
yeah,
that.
You can. You know what's great? You can ask him.
Yeah.
And he'll tell you.
I will ask him.
Okay, good. I'm glad you will.
Herbert and Ham on a team. A
lot of H's.
Hambert.
Yeah, John
I actually thought they should have just done a whole hamburger deal. Is what they should have
so
done.
So bring in Mitch Berger, the former punter
yeah.
for Minnesota.
John Ham.
John Ham.
Got that fullback yeah. DJ Ham. There's a bunch of Hams.
CJ Ham.
Darvin.
Matt Hamilton. Like, there's... You had Hamilton, the dude.
Wasn't
Matt
there a
Hamilton.
Linebacker, Jack Ham?
Yeah, there was.
With the Steelers. Maybe Aaron Rodgers will wear his number.
Yeah.
Speaking of hams.
I have no idea where you're going here, and I'm all right with that.
Not sure I know where I was going either. Yesterday we did a little one-act play that I interrupted and got you mad at me for, but the
it wasn't that you interrupted. You were rude and like you're completely dismissive.
Rude. Yeah, yeah. Well, not very nice.
Total J-wag is what you were, and that's fine. But then you do it. That was my whole point to you. I don't mind. I will take critique, but when you're doing it live in person, then you take over and do it. That's all. Like, I have no problem after him. Boy, wouldn't it have been better if you had done it this way?
Yeah, probably.
We might have to cancel the rest of our summer tour.
Why?
Too much time together.
You think?
Yeah.
We're not even going to be together that much longer.
Yes.
Boy, Nateson is like his Nate Poker as tournament director is in like his disco gear today.
That is a great quarter zip, though. I'm very envious of that.
Yeah.
Is he going to join us for Feel Good Friday?
He's not, I don't think. Well, we can ask him.
He's got a tournament to run.
Hey, nice. Nate.
You going to join us at 11:50? Yeah, he said yes. Yeah,
okay, yeah, see? Yeah. I'm glad I asked. 11:50 for Feel Good Friday. Can you come? Can you put that in your date plan?
And bring us three of those quarter zips.
And if you give some more of those shirts, that'd be great. That's amazing.
That's a good look.
That's really nice.
You look great, Nate.
All right. So
Tao still needs Megan Maroney tickets.
No, we're good. We're good on that. Nate's the best.
So the tournament director will join us at 11:50. Nate Pokras. What?
It's good booking by me.
Like literally. The two hosts just booked him by shouting at him on live radio. Mm-hmm. You had a great idea before you started doing that acting out thing.
Okay.
It was based on Jesse's time. I just had a bug fly in my mouth. Jesse's time in the jury box.
Yes.
And you wanted to help me remember exactly the setup.
But so the
one
was
going to argue for or against Romeo Dobbs in some way.
I think there's arguments on both sides of it, and I think it's going to be a decision how the Green Bay Packers go about it. It's going to come down to money and how Romeo does this season.
Mm-hmm.
But then we brought in the contract that the Ravens first-round pick,
Rashad Bateman,
got, and that is not a deal that I think Romeo Dobbs or any of these wideouts are going to be super interested in. Because it's not anywhere near
3 years, $36 million, $20 million guaranteed.
It is nowhere near what anybody as a one or a two would want. That's more of a number, like a really good three or a low end.
In 2025, that's exactly what it is.
So, all of these wideouts that are jockeying, and we went through the list. Obviously, Golden is going to be a rookie, and he's going to be on a rookie deal for 4 seasons. But Watson, Reed, Wicks, Dobbs—they're all jockeying, and there's probably going to be two of them. You're probably looking at two guys that will end up getting paid some form of whether it's going to be a one. I don't envision anyone getting number one money. Let's talking Jay Jettis and
Jamar Chase.
But I do think you're going to get some guys that will get Waddle. You know, one of these guys is going to get a Waddle-type contract, mid-20s.
Waddle?
Jaden.
Okay.
That's kind of what I see. And what I thought would be fun is we could argue our case – and then Jesse, as the juror, could be the.
Yeah, I thought it was a great idea. And
the problem is, I don't know if you felt strongly enough because I do not.
I think I can argue either side like a good defensive attorney.
He could be a Packers defender.
So here is what I'll do. I am going to be on the attorney of I do not want to re-sign Romeo Dobbs because that's how I feel.
Sure. Okay.
I think I look at it and I think if you get him on a smaller deal, I think he is a good wideout. But I think that what happened, and you can say all the right things, and these guys are. I believe your point, and I'll use as the defense attorney, Jason J. Wilde from Wilde and Tausch Associates. I look
on
at
the
it.
Peninsula.
I say they're going to say, go ahead, play it out, and go earn a deal somewhere else. We want you to play well. We're excited about it, but I have talked to many other players within this organization, and we have a certain way we do our business. You're a very important part to this team, but I've never seen a player leave. Mm-hmm.
Are you in your argument right now, just so I know I'm
– Oh, okay.
You're next.
Didn't it sound like he was –
I should have been writing notes down.
Jurors
can't write notes down because I'm the bailiff. I'm going to rip your sheet up.
How about the fact that one of our listeners knew the bailiff?
That's pretty good.
So Terry knew the bailiff.
It's a tight circle. If I may, I've never been a
objection.
I've never been a prosecutor, and I didn't think I'd be interrupted
or a banker.
So, while I appreciate what Romeo's done, my idea and what I am looking for is I want you to come, have a great season, have a big year, and go get paid somewhere else because I can't, as an organization, I know what that did to our locker room. I know how that affected the rest of our wideouts. I know how that affected our football team. And unfortunately, I cannot trust you. I can't trust you that if we don't give you everything you want and get you the amount of targets you deem necessary, I don't know if we can trust you being a leader in that room moving forward. So we appreciate your efforts. Thank you. You had a great season for us. And now you're going to get us a nice compensatory pick back. That is what I think we should do in Green Bay. Thank you very much. Mm-hmm. Jason.
Your witness.
The
case.
Ladies and gentlemen of the jury.
He addressed me directly.
Hey, you're the producer, Willie Tausch. You're really doing a great job over there.
Thanks for tuning in.
I've heard it said that the person who represents himself has a fool for a client. But I, Romeo Dobbs, stand before you pro se. I am representing myself in this matter. And I want to say, I made a mistake. I had more targets thrown my direction in 2023 than any other wide receiver on our roster. I caught the second most balls. I was the most reliable third down receiver we had on our team. Did I make a mistake? Did I not think through my decision to stay home from work and not tell anyone when I had played more snaps than any other wide receiver on the team through four games? When I had been targeted 20 times, and in two of those four games that we had played, our starting quarterback wasn't even playing, and we handed the ball to Josh Jacobs 32 times in one of them? I let my emotions get the best of me. I will not make that mistake again. I have learned from my mistake. I am going to be productive for this team. And if you're not comfortable and you're not confident that I am the type of player that you want on this roster long term, right now, that's okay. Now, after the season, you will see the kind of season I've put together, the kind of reliable target and teammate I am. And when you see that, you'll know that I am exactly the type of player you want on this roster. I am okay being a complimentary piece to Matthew Golden. I've already been mentoring him out of the kindness of my heart, even though he's taking steps away from me. I am ready to be the player that I am capable of being, and you have seen me be at times during these 3 years. So I ask you, should one mistake define my career?
Mm.
By the way, I'm on Team Tausch on this.
It's a good argument, though.
I mean, I am arguing. I would not bring him back. I am trying to. There's times when lawyers have to argue cases they don't believe in, right?
And for the record, I am in agreement that Romeo, as a number one, being paid as a one or a high two, is no. If I can get Romeo Dobbs on this Bateman contract and he has a good year, I am in.
Yeah.
But that is not where Romeo Dobbs is going to be.
Then someone will. Now let me ask you this. Cause
should we let the juror make
his
decision?
Well, I think we know who he's going to pick. But please go ahead.
Okay, go ahead, Jess.
Verdict.
I agree with Tausch.
Where's that sign?
I put it in my bag so I wouldn't forget it.
Oh. You didn't even show everybody that. No,
I actually did. There were people that came by. They commented
on
it.
But this. That's why we're on video.
So you want me to?
I actually got a gift that Jason appreciates.
That's why I put it in my bag instead of leaving it behind.
Not going to throw it in the garbage can on the way back. Look at that.
Tausch was right. The Tausch was right, Brick.
It would be even better if it lit up.
Well, you can put a light in it.
Yeah, you can doctor it up a little bit.
Get Gabe Neitzel's dad. He'll
and why
it out.
I would rule
I still owe him $90.
Even though I know
that'll get paid.
I know the defendant in this case, and so I would probably not be ruled to be on the jury because I'm
you know Romeo Dobbs.
I'm familiar with his work, and that would probably excuse me from the case. But you admitted to guilt in saying you made a major mistake last year. When you've got a crowded receiver room, any admission of
right,
anything
but I'm
that
not
went
being,
poorly.
I'm not Jesse. You're trying me for a that was already tried. I was already convicted and suspended.
Hey, sure were.
I can't be tried. Double Jeopardy is attached.
I like that movie too. Big Ashley Judd fan back in the day. Tommy Lee.
Did you see her at the Final Four?
Tommy Lee.
I did actually. I did. I was sitting adjacent to her.
Or so Tommy yes. Lee from Poison. Was it Poison? What was Tommy
that
Lee?
That girl is poison.
No, that's Bell Biv DeVoe. All right, so verdict so we could get back to what we were about to say.
The money that Romeo Dobbs would probably warrant because of the Rashad Bateman deal.
All right, I'm interrupting because here's the thing. We can say this about the Packers. My question for you, Mark Tauscher, is does what he did last season with the Packers impact how the other 31 teams would look at him. Yeah. Because if he did that to the Packers, who's to say he's not going to do that to us if I'm one of the other teams?
Teams that are desperate.
So how does that impact how he might be viewed by other prospective employers?
It's definitely going to come up because it was so rare that something like that happened. So that doesn't mean I don't want to sit here and say Romeo Doubs shouldn't be a part of anybody's plans moving forward. And I'm not opposed to Green Bay bringing him back.
People are going
to
pay him, though.
It definitely will, because trust is everything. Trust in a locker room, trust in every, and when you can regain trust, but my guess is that you're never going to forget. Mm-hmm. And that's a tough place to be when you're trying to balance all those things.
And here endeth the 10 o'clock hour of Wilde and Tausch. Andy North scheduled to appear to kick off the 11 o'clock hour, but we can't do that until Tausch has told us about his love of Coors Light.
Oh, boy.
I don't see the sheet of paper anywhere.
Is it? Would it be apropos if I had a Coors Light during the show? Can we do that, or is that illegal?
You can do whatever you want.
We're not all on right. TV. We're on YouTube.
No, we're on TV, too.
No, but and, I think there's – I've seen
I see our great friends from Coors Light and Frank right over there. They know I love Coors Light. You know I'm going to have a bunch of Coors Light this afternoon. I can assure you that with our good friends over at Coors. Brewed with that three-step cold process, cold lagered, cold packaged, and it is cold filtered because it is made to chill. And when I am having a great time at the AmFam Championship or at a concert, it will be Coors Light with those beautiful blue mountains in my hand. Celebrate responsibly, Coors Brewing Company. A Golden, Colorado.
A Golden, yeah. Colorado. The 11 o'clock hour of Wilde and Tausch starts in 2 minutes, so stick around.
Don't go anywhere. Another hour of Wilde and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin, is coming up next on ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app.